must be noticed that only grouping at conventional level isn't sufficient. It is additionally required that one has to request for evaluation setup. So you identify the place which is permanent, then you start evaluation of that whole thing so that it becomes of a tourist interest. And that is what administrated or managed means. The administration or proprietors and the authorities should, on regular basis, must evaluate their place. And utilizing an assessment of select attributes or fascination characteristics. So that they must continue evaluating whatever they have been designated and promoted accordingly. So what are those attributes which are there for managing the visitor attraction, especially the managed one, which we saw as an example in previous slides? The attributes are ownership or possession. Like if you go to Switzerland, then because Switzerland has tremendous amount of milk available, they have dedicated and designated managed attraction where tourists can go and have a look at various production houses taking over. So it offers an additional designated attraction along with the dairy farm, along with the dairy products that they make. So ownership and possession is attributed towards management. Orientation, and huge amount of orientation is required so that people are aware where they are going. They would be taken into different areas and in detail they are explained. Then also configuration is required. Also, it requires various other factors like shortage and carrying capacity, accessibility, how many numbers of people you are taking there, that carrying capacity, is that accessible? What is the market and setting for the contact? So who are you addressing? Genuineness, it should be an authentic product, though man-made and managed, but it should be genuine so that people think. Like a lot of displays that are done at museum, it should not be looking like a product that has been sitting in the museum to have just a glimpse. It should be genuine. And then it should be something which is not available everywhere, otherwise it doesn't become an attraction. So number of attributes given to such managed visitor attraction. One by one, ownership, possession is about ownership. Who control or possesses the space? This can be public, private, or commercial, or communal rather, for a particular community. Then orientation. This refers to the direction or alignment of that space, which can influence factors like sunlight, like views or access. For example, sport activities that happen into Switzerland or going up in the mountain to have a very close glimpse of the snow, you need to have a specific view on the season, for example. And accessibility, definitely they have wonderful cable car setups which can take any type of group further into smaller group depending on to what height you go. Like visiting Eiffel Tower in Paris, only one level is open in winter. summer second level opens, and if it is best weather, then the third level. Otherwise, mostly tourists visit only up to level 1 and level 2. Even level 1 becomes difficult in extreme winter. So, as I said, factors like sunlight, views, all will be having importance of it. Otherwise, people won't see anything. That's why many tourist attractions carry a signage that depending on the weather, this will be offered. Yeah? And then we have spatial configuration. Spatial configuration describes the physical input and arrangements of elements within the space, including buildings, streets, and open areas. And this, I have seen a lot of tourist attractions that have been done. This has all these facilities of configuration. Like example, must have a washroom. Some area for guests when they are tired to sit and relax. Yes, so these are all related from one by one, from ownership to orientation and from spatial configuration. And then genuineness, authenticity. It improves the authenticity or originality of a place or experience, often to the context of tourism or cultural heritage. Genuineness is where a visitor attraction refers to the extent to which a place or an experience is perceived as authentic, real, and true to its origin and intended purpose by the tourists, why they should feel connected to it. As I mentioned, some of the display of tourist attractions that you go to the museum, sometimes you feel, yes, it is raised up, it has been mounted, it's not authentic. Whereas tourist attraction that bring tourists to have will be, as a genuineness should be an important thing into that. Shortage is another topic. An important factor for the management of an attraction is its security or shortage. I'm sorry, scarcity or shortage. So unique and rare features commonly attract large number of visitors. So if you highlight, for example, Gol Gumbad in Bijapur, and they have the authenticity of genuineness of echo, which not all the tombs that are built around have this element of echo, and many such examples. So product that a tourist attraction shown to a customer should be in shortage or in uniqueness. Like you have somewhere a waterfall, whatever you drop, instead of going down with the gravity, it goes up, including water. So that's something unique, and such thing you don't see everywhere. Status is another chapter. Status of an attraction can have a similar effect for scarcity, status. The aspect relates to the perceived social or economic standing of a place or its users. So it have something as a standing status, something which somebody feels, yes, it carries weightage. It has its own status. Carrying capacity, another very important area that one tourist attraction should have. It is important concept in visitor management, the carrying capacity. And what literally carrying capacity means? It is attributed of all arrangement decision or management decision. It is concept used in tourism and other fields to manage resources and ensure long-term viability. It is often divided into physical, social, and economic carrying capacity. Let's break it. Physical, like if you want to take 200 guests, then you should have vehicle available for carrying those 200 different guests. Likewise, if the guests will be socially welcomed there, for example, Venice, doesn't the government of local government authorities in Venice have said that only X number of tourists can come and enter Venice on a daily basis. Some of the visitors are only allowed to visit in the day and leave Venice town in the evening hours. So these are carrying capacities. You cannot take number of guests more than the carrying capacity if they are overnighting, if there is no hotel room available for them. Also, economic carrying capacity. Can you take number of people? Is there possible to accommodate in the hotel? Are there enough hotel rooms to accommodate them? And so on. So carrying capacity is another important factor for a managed visitor attraction. Accessibility plays a major role in the promotion of a tourist attraction. In fact, it falls under A's, those different four A's like accessibility and attraction and ability. So what accessibility means? An imperative piece of each attraction. Can it be reached? Suppose it deals with the ease with which the people can enter, navigate, and use a space, considering factors like physical limitation or mobility. That's what accessibility means. People are comfortable. There's only one person to go and one to come out. Then that becomes not a very fine tourist attraction, though solo travelers do go to places like poles in Ahmedabad. In between, there is such a little space that two people simultaneously cannot cross same time and pass and walk through. So one has to give place to another. So these are all mobility element, and accessibility also refer to reach there, to approach there. Then we pick up the market element to understand what market refers to. Is potential or actual users of the space and how it is positioned within the broader market in the way. So if the market is only limited for certain people, then the question of that visitor attraction has to be considered. The advertising exercise of various attractions should be modified. And what does modification mean? So that the specific market they need to attract. So if you are bringing, say, vegetarian, so you need to modify to meet that segment of the market who are looking for vegetarian meals only. And likewise, if you are bringing senior citizens, then the market, according to the requirement of the market, then certain requirement that senior citizen would ask should be made provided. So the moment you start advertising the exercise of various attractions, it should be modified to accommodate. For example, provision for washrooms. So if you are bringing and people are supposed to be staying there for 4 hours, then they would need washroom to answer nature's call. So that is addressing the market. And then, of course, setting for the contacts. The context of an attraction is characterized by its surrounding. Surrounding plays an important role. Say the setting, adjacent development, and buildings. So suppose if you have a place and you have no, or you have adjacent building that may be a hindrance to the tourist attraction. Then likewise, development of that has to be done so that tourists comfortably can reach there. This aspect is a surrounding environment and border circumstances. A broader circumstance that influence the space, including social, culture, and physical factors. Say, for example, if you have a place that you would like to show it to tourists, so then the access or the setting of the tourist attraction should only have passage for tourists to come in. If there are local population living within the same area, they should be not allowed to enter the space from where the tourist comes in so that there is no clash of any such product that has been having a status as such. We have come to the topic on visitors' attraction, and when someone visiting any destination or any manager attraction, the visiting experience start before the actual visit. I'm going to so-and-so place, so I'm going to have a wonderful time because this I have been planning for long, and all those factors plays the expectations that sit in your mindset. Visiting for Dubai for the first time, you have expectations. I will see this, this, and this in Dubai. So that is where you have to care for the destination offering visiting experience. And these are to be encouraged by effective promotion. So generally, if you see some write-up on for a tourist attraction, they would say, this is your visit, which you will remember. You will see this, 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 and you, if the weather is good, you will be able to see this and that and many things. So there is an expectation going among the minds of people. And these are to be encouraged by effective promotion. You need to highlight it. You need to mention this in your place promotion. This is mainly due to the fact that managed attraction are not only function on site, but also provide the satisfaction and joy of the experience. So suppose you are going to zoo. Take the example from the zoo of Mumbai. So now they have got different type of animals that have been brought in. And you'll see them. And many such more things which weren't there about 10 years back or 5 years back. But now they have been added. And that's why the zoo at Mumbai, Baikala, is getting huge number of tourists. And what is that? That's something is of a concern. So visitor attraction, we will once again count on when someone visiting any destination. And in that, the visiting experience plays a major role. What role they play is, we all have some perception, especially when we travel to some place for the first time, and that impression or that perception help us to build up certain things among us, and that perception of visiting experience should meet as such. They have to be encouraged by effective promotion, highlighting to the passengers or the visitor that this is what you get to see and this is what will be offered to them. So people are going with some experience they would get. So this is mainly due to the fact that managed attraction not only functional on site, but also take or also provide the satisfaction and joy of the experience, which we have all gone through when we visit a place for the first time. So, what are the physical things A, they are appearance, atmosphere, and entry point. All these are physical things that are prevailing. Use of signboards, guiding the first-time visitor. Somebody going for the first time should have a very clear guideline. Let me suggest to you that when Switzerland was booming with Indian tourists, as I mentioned about the movie Chandni and Dilwale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge, at Switzerland, there were huge signboards that were put at tourist attraction, especially where the movies were shot, with a signage done in Hindi language, so that some of the non-English people, Indian tourists, can comfortably find out as a guideline to reach and physical availability of some sort of guidelines and how they can move. And it used to read, Yahan utar jaiye, etc. Quality of promotional material should also be of international or a high value and high, well-informed. Advertising and website information should be of a quality so that anybody who surfs with the website gets the highest available information. Initial feeling of the facility and interest, like related to a pre-visit expectation, whatever has changed, that also feeling generally slows down when you visit somebody, some place which you have visited early. And then suddenly you start noticing so many things have disappeared and so many new things have come up. Like people who regularly go to Dubai, notice this. There are new skyscrapers around. There are new shopping malls, there are some attractions, there is some more traffic. All these sort of observations are there, which was not there when they visited first. So manage the situations, handle all these sort of information and practical part. Ease of entering the facility and arrangement of parking. Any tourist attraction, if not having enough of parking, it may not get number of tourists required. And parking provided to you in a systematic manner, not in haphazard manner. For example, I will give you example for Disneyland. Before you enter into the entertainment area and amusement area, there is a parking. And believe you me, the parking provided for vehicles there is just amazing. And they have been divided by different lots, duly identified for the visitors. Picking up Disney characters and parking zones have been named after Disney characters, so that one is comfortable enough to find out where they parked the vehicle. Helpfulness, appearance, and ability of staff in regard to the visitors. So if you are having visitors who are French speaking, then there should be some staff who would be able to communicate accordingly. Efficiency of attending visitor at entry point or in reception area. Many important tourist attraction now don't have, they have got a computerized check on the count rather than physically counting the numbers and the scanned QR code taken from your badges will be registering the number of arrival. Such a wonderful efficiencies are seen at world-class tourist attraction, which used to be once upon a time manually done by headcounts. Execution of the process, which means ticket, booking, providing information, etc. So you will find information displayed to you on a signboard For example, if you go to the man-made attraction like Disney, they will suggest to you that people with weaker heart, expecting mother, people having phobia of electronic gadgets or electronic entertainment vehicle shouldn't be using this. And they very highly inform you that if you are one of them, do not take. Also, certain areas will be showing it to you, people of so-and-so height, which means so-and-so age group can only come in for this type of, and all these are done at the gate where the entry happens. These are all management that I'm counting on. There are no physical tickets given. You are just given QR code and then you keep going at different attraction, different amusement activities in Disneyland with the help of your QR code. So much is done due to information and communication technologies advancement. Students, we are understanding the man-made or managed tourist destination and various elements that can make a visitor attraction experience. Our promotion of materials have to be used to convey the right type of feature of the facility. So what is available, what are the features, as I said, what are the features of this event. They would also have a closed circuit TV going around to monitor if there is mishap, how to handle all that is aware. The management team is aware of all that. Managing the visitor movement effectively around the facilities, crowd management scenario, managing the handling of movement of the people, all these are involvement for managed tourist attraction. Also, provision of services to assist visitor with disabilities. For example, wheelchair passenger, somebody finding it difficult to walk, all they should be handled with care, and there should be provision, including availability of washroom, where we find many of our tourist attraction in India falling short into this. We don't have much of such facilities available. And also, in many places, this is just a critical appreciation of, I'm speaking on, like if even if there is something available for physically challenged people, it will be locked. And by the time you search to reopen or open up that facility, the person would have gone into difficult scenario. Yes, there are special washrooms available. There are special car available. Vehicle mobility is done for physically challenged people, etc., etc. And there should be a provision for all that. Then also location. Layout and quality of any subsidiary attraction on the site, especially highlighting the exit, entrance, or emergency exit, etc., etc. And the location, layout, and quality of the facility, such as shops, cafeteria, and washrooms. The student, the marketing strategy for visitor attraction has been put in front of you in a format where you will understand how does activity go on. So here in the center, you see visitor attraction, destination, management, planning. They start with the role of management. And then we have analysis of various situation resulting into define the vision of the visitor's attraction, which means destination is identity, or identify major issues that will help to formulate action plan That has to be always borne in mind, because anything can happen and management should be careful about this. As I mentioned, they have closed circuit TV simultaneously being monitored from time to time. Then identify the ways or the action plan that will contribute towards achieving the desired vision. So whatever desired vision is, how can you meet that? What are the ways to achieve that, etc.? Then interpretation of the action plan or ways it can be identified. And then, of course, again comes the element of evaluation and monitoring and performance. So wherever there is a shortfall, wherever there is some slip or any sort of scenario that arises that could damage the image, then immediately you have to evaluate and bring changes to performance. For example, if there is some breakdown, then the tourist should be immediately informed so that they are prepared for any action plan according to that. So student, we are looking at the marketing strategy for tourists and visitors attraction. The marketing strategy for any visitor attraction also looks into following aspect. I will read for you the activities of competitors. Mind it, there are a lot of tourism attraction that have common interests, common product, only the location differs, and competitors are active in those markets. So you have to have the activation of competitors' presence and understanding about it. So knowledgeable customers are moving around these days. They would have done their homework. They would know the product much better, and so on. So all this marketing strategy should be implemented, bearing this in mind, the activities of competitor, the knowledgeable customer who would have done the homework of before coming to the place. So they are aware of what you are offering, what was promised to them in the promotional material, what has been designed for them. Likewise, whatever the information and communication technology development has been noticed should be implemented and applied. Likewise, the sustainable approach towards managing the resources should never be ignored under any circumstances, because sustainability of a destination solely depends on implementation of a certain set of policies. So we pick up another important point and exploring and establishing marketing linkages. And this refers to development of additional facilities and related facilities as a revenue creator. So revenue can be increased. So you have to connect to your linkages. This is what many amusement parks do. They have a shop selling the products. Whether you go to Disneyland or Universal Studios, they have an exclusive shop where products are being sold that has a linkage to the product. Interaction with academia, universities, and other colleges. So if you interact with the academia, universities, and colleges, then you will have more feedback coming to you. Maybe group of students would visit, etc., will result into more sale and marketing being carried out to special demographic segment of the society where we need more contribution coming in form of passengers. Association with local business for the provision of meeting spaces, functions, and training seminars. So you can promote and establish the brand and have a linkage with different association and local organization where you can hold specific as a joint sponsored program where you pick up some of the bills and ultimately create additional marketing and resulting into customers. Sharing management expertise with other attractions. ideal example I would give you is many hotels. The hotels are not owned by those flag that they are hosting. For example, if it is Sheraton, the Sheraton owners or the management doesn't own that property. It's owned by some local companies in India. Likewise, Entercon, likewise many more, which are international brand, and they are sharing management experience with them. So, so-and-so corporate will build up a hotel and then give the management to Sheraton, to Holiday Inn, etc. And likewise, tourist attraction can also have management expertise share with them, ultimately bringing in more revenue. In linkages, you can give the corporate social responsibility in India. So a lot of corporate social responsibility in form of linkages is happening around India. For example, Wipro, for example, Tata, for example, Kirloskar, and all other corporates have a linkage, and sometimes they cooperate and sponsor some of the activities that is done by tourist attraction. Say, maintenance of the lawn and etc. are done by specific corporate who will be taking the responsibility of lawn maintenance, etc., etc. So cooperation with partner organization, especially for new attraction, you need to go and have partnership with other organization who would provide additional support, who will provide additional marketing arm to your growth. Well, I conclude my talk. Thank you very much. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Indeed, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.